Dr. Pinsky dictating a mailing IME. Again, this is the second IME on Cornell Brown. Cornell Brown is a 44-year-old male who reports he was injured at work on 10-9-19 when 10 countertops fell on him. They were laminate countertops and stacked vertically. They tipped and struck him anteriorly and into the right side of his body. He believes he injured his body from his head to his knee and was seen at Cooper Hospital emergency room afterwards. He did further evaluation leading to a diagnosis of concussion, comma, fractured pelvis, comma, pubic injury, comma, and a sprain of the wrist. He did undergo surgery on the knee in 2021, but is no longer receiving any active treatment. He states he's still awaiting undergoing a colonoscopy. He is to see neurology again for memory issues. He did have an MRI of his brain through his own insurance. New paragraph. As per the records supplied, he filed a claim petition alleging on 10-9-19 countertops fell on him, causing orthopedic injuries to the neck, comma, ribs, comma, hips, comma, abdomen, comma, bladder, comma, back, comma, head, comma, and right wrist. Peer treatment records show he was seen at the emergency room on 10-9-19, where he underwent numerous radiographic studies to be inserted here. He was diagnosed with acute right-sided low back pain, for which he was discharged home on crutches and to follow up orthopedically. In paragraph on 10-22-19, Mr. Brown was seen by orthopedist Dr. Barrett. He was at work when 10 countertops fell on top of him, pinning him on the floor. He was taken to Cooper Trauma Center via ambulance. He had x-rays of the right hip and femur, comma, casting of the chest, abdomen, pelvis, head, and cervical spine. His primary complaint was lumbar pain and weakness into his legs. He was ambulating with crutches due to his back pain and generalized leg weakness. It was noted he had that all these studies were negative for fracture. He was diagnosed with a lumbar sprain and pelvic contusion. He was referred for MRI studies of the pelvis and hips, anticipating physical therapy after they were completed. On 10-24-19, he had an MRI of the pelvis, comma, right hip, comma, and left hip, whose results will be inserted here. Pretty returned to Dr. Barrett on 10-30-19 to review these results. Diagnoses were updated to include closed sacral fracture and fracture of the superior pubic ramus. He continued to see Dr. Barrett over the ensuing months. As of 1-7-20, he was gradually improving and was no longer using crutches. He was referred for physical therapy. New paragraph. He was then seen by Dr. Schindelheim, S-C-H-I-N-D-E-L-H-E-I-M, for physiatric traumatic brain injury evaluation. He noted he struck his head in the fall but did not lose consciousness or have post-traumatic amnesia. He was dazed and taken to Cooper Emergency Room, where Glasgow Coma Scale was 15/15. He was diagnosed with a concussion as a CAT scan of the head did not show intracranial hemorrhage. He did have a pelvic fracture. Since then, he had been complaining of some post-concussive symptoms, comma, specifically decreased memory and concentration. He was also still having headaches and mild dizziness with rapid position changes. prepared Dr. Schindelheim. Suggested he take vitamin B and magnesium. Pretty was going to participate in brain rest and was referred for vestibular rehabilitation. Pretty diagnoses were concussion without loss of consciousness. Pretty returned to Dr. Barrett on 2/17/20 at a different practice. Period. Exam was improved in terms of range of motion and tenderness of palpation, period. Therapy was still painful, but he did need some therapy for his left knee, parentheses, likely right knee, close parentheses, which was operative knee from the previous work injury, but he was cleared for sedentary work. Period. Mr. Brown underwent a repeat MRI of the pelvis without contrast on 6/9/20. Period. There was tendinosis at the left adductor longus tendon origin and mild osteoarthritis across both sacroiliac joints. Period. In paragraph on 6/30/20, he was seen by Dr. Scharf, S-H-A-R-F, period. He wrote, MRI scan done fairly recently shows healed fractures with no evidence of any ongoing fracture healing. Period diagnoses were torn medial meniscus of the right knee, status post multiple pelvic fractures with injuries to the sacroiliac joints, period. They discussed the fact that it is not uncommon for these kinds of pelvic injuries to take 6 to 18 months to get completely resolved. But at this point, he was 8 months status post-injury and was still well within the range of appropriate healing time for the pelvic injuries. Here they discussed undergoing another right knee arthroscopy. Period. Dr. Barrett had him undergo a repeat MRI of the right knee on 7/27/20 to be inserted here. Period on 9/16/20, he performed surgery to be inserted here. Period. New paragraph, he had close follow-up afterwards. Period. X-rays of the right knee and pelvis on 3/22/22 showed no acute findings. Period. He was seen by orthopedist Dr. Catalano on 8/25/22 for a one-time evaluation. Period. This was for bilateral hip and pelvic pain. Period. He stated he had completed therapy, but this issue had not resolved. Period. Dr. Catalano performed X-rays of the pelvis and knees in the office. Pair the knee joints were intact and there were no significant degenerative changes. Pair the pelvic X-rays showed normal symmetry with no abnormal calcifications nor significant degenerative changes. Pair Dr. Catalano wrote there was nothing surgical about the left hip and pelvis. Period. He recommended a functional capacity evaluation be performed. Period. This was conducted on 9/15/22 by Mr. Bradway, B-R-A-D-W-A-Y. Period. However, reliability of pain results during the testing indicate Mr. Brown's functional pain reports were unreliable and functional status results were based on demonstrated biomechanics. But he was deemed capable of working in the medium physical demand category, which incorporated 99.4% of the physical demands of his job as a countertop finisher. Period. He did see Dr. Catalano, I'm sorry, Dr. Barrett through at least 9/27/21. Appeared on that visit, corticosteroid injection was administered to the left hip, trochanteric bursa, and he was referred for physical therapy. Period. The next documented visit was on 11/8/21. Period. Therapy had not been approved through workers' compensation as of yet. Period. Dr. Barrett reordered same. Period. Physical exam. Insert the same physical exam as the first report on Mr. Brown. Impressions on 10/9/19, Cornell Brown was struck at work by a heavy countertop. Period. He fell to the ground but did not lose consciousness. Period. He was taken by ambulance to Cooper Emergency Room where he underwent numerous diagnostic studies. Period. After discharge, he followed up orthopedically with Dr. Barrett. Period. Additional diagnostic studies were done. Period. He did participate in physical therapy. Period. He would appear to have undergone a second knee surgery. Parentheses, or this may have been captured in my first report. Close parentheses, period. He did see several different specialists and participated in an SCE on 9/15/22. But however, the results of his pain reports were deemed unreliable. But nevertheless, he was deemed capable of working in the medium physical demand category. Period. New paragraph. I will rate this case for alleged injuries to his neck, comma, ribs, comma, hips, comma, abdomen, comma, bladder, comma, back, comma, head, comma, and right wrist, as well as the right knee for which he filed an amended claim petition. Period. End.